She has been on the scene since 1986. I was working at a Detroit radio station that was the first to play her song, Hot Pursuit. Her music has gone through many changes, including how she makes it and where she makes it. Oakland County-based singer-songwriter and producer Liz Lahren, the title track, Hurricane.
I can't imagine how we float like clouds, forming and reforming, never dreaming out loud. We're storming and restorming, and breaking open now, and falling to the earth in the form of rain. I'm caught up in a hurricane.
She's coming to the Ark on August 3rd. Liz Lahren, welcome to Stateside.
Wonderful to be here with you.
Tell us about Hurricane, the title track.
Hurricane is, of course, the title track because it is, that is the feeling that of change, the whirlwind. You look around, things just look crazy. You're trying to hang on. You're trying to ground yourself. And it's a feeling of what is real. And that is the start of the journey. That you know, because if you're totally comfortable, then you never go on to, you know, you'll never hit the road or explore anything new. So it has to be, you have to be uncomfortable. And hurricanes are very uncomfortable and scary. But in this way, it's a joyous way of saying, okay, there's chaos here, and I am going to go with this. I'm going to grasp this. I'm going to go on this journey.
You play almost all of the instruments, and you sing all of the vocals on your record. Why is that?
I like to use all the resources that I have, and I wanted to make sure that what I was hearing in my head, I was able to put down on the CD. One day it'll be a full orchestra and 20 singers, but just to get the thing rolling and to put the music out there.
Now, I remember back in the 80s, you began with a band. What has that evolution been like to being the person who's virtually the one-woman band now?
I've become more confident in my initial, you know, musical instincts. And as I've gone, I've realized that my first instinct seems to be good, and then I build on that. And it seemed that when I was able to add visuals, that was able to communicate the idea even more clearly. So I just I hone the songs until the idea is as clear as possible and as visual as possible. I want the listener to be able to listen to it and picture something to the right of them, to the left of them, and what is actually going on while they're moving through the music.
And you have branched really beyond the art of music and sound, and now you create visual images behind you on stage.
Yes.
Tell us more about that. What led you to that?
We're just in such a visual world now. And I realized that, a picture is worth 1,000 words, of course, but video is worth even more. So I taught myself computer graphics, and because when I'm writing the music and when I'm producing the music and performing it, I'm picturing colors and movement. And I thought, well, why don't I create that for the audience so that they can see what I've, you know, what's going on in my head. And I just think it's just a lot more fun for the audience to have something to watch as well as watching a performer. They have basically a whole movie going on.
How would you describe what you do?
That's a good question. I would say it's cinematic. It's theatrical. It's moving away from just being a band or just being a singer-songwriter. I see a vision of the future of music where people are, where the performer engages the audience on many, many levels. And they're all, you know, we're already moving toward that. But I think things like, you know, Google glasses and, you know, wearable cameras, you know, we're all sort of becoming movie makers and writers. Because the audience is 50% of this. So what the audience brings to it, they get to put together what they think the story is for themselves.
Liz, what inspires you to write? Do you have to be in pain or in joy? What events inspired this record?
I think it always stems from a feeling that because I stuttered for most of my life, language and speaking for me was secondary. And I realized that we are communicating constantly beyond words in art and in storytelling and in music. There, we are communicating ideas. And I think it is the feeling of being able to communicate on a deeper level than just our language. Sometimes I find language limiting, or maybe that's just me.
You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. My guest is music artist Liz Lerin. She's at the ARC Sunday, August 3rd. There's a track called Superhero on your new CD, and I want you to tell us what's behind that very emotional lyric.
It was very strange. The first five times I talked to anybody about the song, I was crying. It was a story that I felt very deep inside me, and it is the story of a parent and a parent's love for a child, and how when a child is sick or suffering, how a parent would absolutely trade their lives. They would trade anything to eliminate the suffering of their child. And that was the vision that I had, was a parent in a hospital room with a child. And this child, 6 months earlier, was running around in a superhero outfit. And I'm going to cry just talking about it. But, oh, geez.
And now they're in the hospital.
Yeah.
And on my shoulder, someone says it's time to go. I'll never leave you. This you know. And if I could be a superhero, I would fly.
Felt like what parents feel, what all of them feel at the same time. And it was just overwhelming. And so I ended up, the song came to me very, very quickly. But the parent wants to be the superhero, because as children, we believe in superheroes. And then when we become adults, we say, well, there's really no such thing. But there is a superhero when we are willing to sacrifice ourselves for somebody else. We do become a version of a superhero, and I think that is important.
Do you have kids yourself?
I don't. I have not been fortunate enough. I'm happy to say I'm a godmother and an aunt, and I'm very, very happy about that. And my songs are sort of my children a bit.
You know, Liz, you truly are a fixture on Michigan's music scenes with, I've lost track how many Detroit Music Awards to your credit. But back in the 80s, you went to England and you worked with producer Rupert Hine, who worked with Stevie Nicks, Tina Turner, The Fix. What did that give you?
I was so privileged to be able to go to England and work with Rupert It taught me, because he basically taught us that you have to create an environment for yourself in order to feel creative. So you have to he created that for us in the studio so that we could focus fully on music. And it was just, you know, life's crazy and the phone's ringing and there's bills to pay, but to have that opportunity to go deep, like that. And the English music legacy I really admire quite a bit. So being able, you know, thinking Sting lives down the street and there's Kate Bush in the next village, and it was kind of heady.
And then you were in LA and New York and kind of back and forth. What was that like?
I realized that don't know if I'm really cut out for the music business. I was on Atlantic Records, and I ran into a bunch of people who perceived music as a business. And that's not why I signed up for it. And to hop on board with them, I felt like I was selling myself short. I was cutting off my creative flow by letting executives tell me what I should be doing and what I should be writing and how I should be presenting myself. So it took me a while, but I kind of came to my senses and ended up coming back to Michigan, where I felt really creative and I was around friends and family, and I could get back to work and just let the music business do what it's going to do, and all the Katy Perrys of the world and just let them go on, and I'm just going to continue to do what I'm doing artistically.
Oakland County-based singer-songwriter Liz Lahren. Her new CD is Hurricane, and her website is LizLahrenMusic.com. That's LizLahrenMusic.com. Thanks, Liz.
Thank you so much, Cynthia. Really, really appreciate it.